more success team. Liquid Fuel Conference Call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get started, I just want to take a couple of minutes and just share a couple of housekeeping tidbits with you all. I treat my Legal Shield business as it's a multi-million-dollar business to me personally, to Steph and myself. And I think each and every one of us ought to treat our business like it is a multi-million-dollar-a-year business opportunity for us and our families. And in that same note, you know, I wouldn't want to expose my new prospects and my new team members to a multi-million-dollar business with a bunch of chaos going on. And these conference calls are so important to keep you connected with what's going on within the company, within the team, the phenomenal training we like to bring to you, but we like to bring it in a very concise, professional manner. And it takes each and every one of us to pull that off. And so I ask you all, from the bottom of my heart, please be respectful. Treat your Legal Shield business as a business. And when you get on the call, be strong. And to please hit your mute buttons, because we don't need to hear your children and your TVs and everything going on in the background, because it makes it very difficult for other people to hear, number one. Number two, it's just flat out not professional. So I just really implore you all to do some personal take some personal inventory and be respectful of all of our multi-million-dollar-a-year businesses. And with that being said, I want to congratulate all the very, very many More Success team members that were awarded the all-expense-paid trip to Jamaica. I know there are lots of us got those emails today, so congratulations. If you haven't notified us or we haven't been able to talk, shoot Mr. Moore any quick email in the morning or tonight to let him know that you are a winner of that all-expense-paid vacation to Jamaica. I'm sure we'll have some more on that later on. But I just want to say congratulations to all the winners. So looking forward to spending a few fun-filled days in Jamaica later on this summer with you guys. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get things kicked off tonight. Let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, somebody else.
A lot of people don't realize that trip includes normal trip airfare for two, four nights, all-inclusive accommodations at the Hilton Rose Hall in Montego Bay, Jamaica. It's located.
He'll be in Jamaica with, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and congratulations on you and Dad both winning the trip. Of course, I did, and Pat, your mom, and so the whole family will be in an 18th-century sugar plantation. It's got historical ruins, Jamaica's largest water park. On site is the Robert Von Hagee Championship Cinnamon Hill Golf Course. And, of course, with Legal Shield, you can win an incredible vacation to an exotic location around the world every single year with Performance Club. And all you have to do is simply get in Performance Club, stay qualified, and you can be able to win a trip for two of a lifetime. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 3 weeks out from the International Convention in Las Vegas. They're going to be announcing where next year's Performance Club trip will be at that event, and we're all excited to find out where the next great trip will be coming from. I also want to remind everyone that we'll be in Las Vegas to make sure and register for our More Success Team breakout session while there. All you have to do is go to our team website, moresuccessteam.com, get pre-registered for our largest team event of the year. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, someone that I really want to hear from, someone that has helped me out personally over the past year. I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director. He's a $500,000 ring earner. And, of course, he's led our More Success team now for over three decades. And that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Loud and clear, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You know, Randy, I'm excited to introduce this next gentleman because, first of all, He, as I am, is a believer. He's a Christian. His wife, Celeste, has put up with him. Well, I shouldn't say put up with him. He had the privilege of putting up with him for several years now. He has three children. He's a grandfather of six. He's only 66 years old. Lord, I wish I was that young again. He's got a background degree from Mississippi State University in accounting. He's a business owner from 1973. He began with Legal Shield back in 1996. And he's an owner partner of Security Blue Wealth Management, $100,000 ringer. Well, in fact, last year he made $195,000, pushing that $250,000. He's a platinum executive director, earned a platinum jacket. He's received both the $10,000 and the $25,000 platinum bonus, and he's now getting the $2,000 a month platinum lifestyle bonus. He's healed of cancer, by God's grace, in 2012. And I could go on and on. Consecutively, he does what's in the performance club. He's a Power 20 qualified. I guess I better stop there, Randy. I'll take up all this call just telling about all his accolades. But it's an honor and a privilege to introduce tonight to a friend of ours, friend of Morris Success Team, a great asset to the legal service benefits in America, Mr. Brooks Werkheiser.
Hello and good evening. What an honor it is. Hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. But
very clear, Brooks. Glad to have you, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you. God bless the whole Moore family, and God bless the whole Moore team. You know, what a great name, Moore. That's what our God is all about, is Moore. But the most unique team in all of Legal Shield is the Moore team, and the reason I say that is, you know, you heard the family members here tonight, Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore, you know. Seemed like, Jeremy, I saw you the other day. We were down in on a special trip to Cabo San Lucas, and always love to hear Jeremy Moore talk about Pawpaw, because that's what my grandchildren call me, is Pawpaw, and I just love to hear those words. But it is a great day. For me, when I say that, that's a little kind of abbreviated way to say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I will second the emotion, I guess you'd so to speak. You know, there's a spirit of excellence on this team that that father, son, and grandson, and probably soon to be great grandson, that they want to keep on keeping on with. And it's a way that you really, when you have a spirit of excellence, a spirit of high expectation, you will achieve the things that those who are willing to buy into that will achieve. And one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight is I was an owner of a company when I was exposed to Legal Shield back in late 1995. I made the decision to get involved back in 1996, but I was in the investment business. I had a Series 7 license. I also had an insurance license, but we were mainly in the investment arena. And one of the things that I learned in the investment arena is that if you'd start investing in your early years, the magic of compound interest would take over. And if any young people on the call, I know one of the hardest times to save is when you're young, but it's a great habit to get into. But you can set some money aside while you're young. You can allow the effects of compound interest to take over, and that can make you a millionaire, to where when you get in this business, you could even take it much further because you wouldn't have as much pressure on you. But most of us don't save when we're young, so we scratch and claw. But it's really not magic. I don't like the word magic. I like the word, you know, we're not on a magic carpet ride here in Legal Shield. What building a business doesn't just happen overnight. But what I wanted to talk about was the compounding effect of long-term consistency. Was not too long ago that I was on this call, and I focused a bit on you know, my little slogan was, if you don't go to class, you don't pass. And I talked about my past history where there was a time when I was at one of the colleges that I went to where, because I didn't go to class, I actually was asked to sit out. They call it academic suspension, kind of a quote-unquote. They call it flunking out. And in this business as well, or in any businesses out there, if you don't show up, you won't go up. And one of the things that I did was I applied something that I learned from failure, and that was the, you know, what created the failure was lack of showing up. And I learned to relate that to what I did here at Legal Shield more than anything else. And why is that? Well, you know, there was an emphasis when I got into the business to we didn't have any meetings going here in Jackson, Mississippi. And they said, well, I said, well, what do you do? I said, well, you just start one yourself. I said, okay. You know, I just followed instructions. And the one thing that my sponsor told me and what I could see consistently of those who were successful, you know, the Moore family being one of those, I don't know how old Jeremy was at that time. I don't know that he was on the scene as much, but from the real success stories at Legal Shield, it was all about consistency. And when you compound, the compounding effect of consistent effort works just like what's called the compounding effect of compound interest. And it's something that while you don't specifically see it while you're doing it, that the compounding effect on your long-term success, and that's what I'm seeing the rewards of, because as Ken Moore said, I went off to a cancer clinic, and I elected to go to a cancer clinic in Mexico because of, I don't know, I just felt like I personally was led to go there. I had the funds to go there, and I was able to get away from my busyness and focus on my healing, because the doctor told me that my healing was as much up to me as it was up to him. So I had to really get focused on that. And one of the things that I did consistently in that process is I followed the doctor's instructions, but I built myself up daily. And because I really wasn't working when I was off down there, sometimes it was, if I needed it, it was three times a day. And if I needed more than that, I was into the word on an hourly basis, building myself up in faith and in strength and in knowledge of what my spiritual rights were. But and I've never considered myself to be what you call the smartest person, the sharpest knife in the drawer. I left that up to those that really wanted to get into more of the high profile, and I utilized the high profile people to build my consistency upon. And here I am being introduced as some success story in Legal Shield, and really it's just come from a commitment and a devotion, number one, to daily activity, but to a weekly briefing. I'm going to church on Sunday and on Wednesday, and I'm going to Legal Shield at noon on Tuesday, and Tuesday night we do our briefing. We have a luncheon on Tuesday at noon, and Tuesday night at a briefing, and if we can get more going than that, I'll go to that. Because I know that when I was serving at one time as a regional vice president, I got to go to meetings pretty much every day and every weekend. But when I was diagnosed with what the doctor said, I figured I needed to change my lifestyle a little bit, slow down, get my diet right, and make changes for the, I guess you'd say, the last quarter or maybe even the last half of my life. Never been 66 years old before, but some of the things in your life you've got to change. But and today listening to Michael Humes doing the leadership call, one of the things that I wrote down is nothing can stop a man or a woman who will not quit. And he didn't say anything about talent. He didn't say anything about you got to have this, you got to have that, or you got to have the other. He just said nothing can stop a man or a woman who will not quit. And that falls along the same lines of the compounding effect of long-term consistency. We may quit in our minds for a minute or two, but we go back to getting on our conference calls, going to our meetings, going to our Super Saturdays, and also, working our business through discouragement. When you face adversity, discouragement, and even failure, and in light of all that, in the face of all that, keep on keeping on, you will build up your faith, you'll build up your strength, you'll build up yourself, and you'll build up those around you. Because without a test, there is no testimony. We don't like to go through things, and, Ken Moore, 30 years plus in Legal Shield, he's seen a lot. But he's been through a lot, personally, as well as different things that he dealt with just in the development of Legal Shield, the law firms, and the development of a business, of an industry in the United States, that he's seen a lot of people come and go who wouldn't stand up through the adversity. And he's been, the Moore family, but especially Ken and Charlene Moore, always present, always there, along with Wilburn Smith. He's just somebody that when I looked at them, I said, I can do that. And the main thing I saw in them was deep faith and deep commitment and a lot of consistency in spite of all the tests, trials and challenges. One of the things that the scriptures that I used to tell myself, and I still read this book daily. There's a guy named Charles Capps, and I think he might have, unless it was a rumor, passed on recently. But I have a little book in my hand called God's Creative Power for Healing, and from page 24 in that book through page 34, there is scripture that I read to myself daily. But now, when I was in the clinic down in Mexico, sometimes I was reading it to me hourly. And when you're facing cancer and some of the people around you are in a clinic passing away, one of the scriptures in this says, I will not die but live and declare the works of God. And when you're, you got to say that out loud and you got to believe it. And you say it enough and listen to yourself say it enough, it'll permeate your whole body. And I know that one night I was driving home from we had a problem teenager that is no longer a problem years back, and they told us to pray for Ken Moore. And I remember just in order to stay awake driving home that night in the wee hours of the morning saying, Ken Moore shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The next thing I know, he has risen up off that bed, and he's on the podium receiving the chairman's award, professing Jesus as his savior. So it was sometimes you got to put some things in motion with your own mouth. But one of the main things that I've done is just tried to be as consistent as possible. I might have spoken this the last time I was on this call, but Calvin Coolidge, one of our, I think it was the 34th president of the United States, had some quote where he talked about nothing will take the place of genius. This falls along the same lines of persistency. Nothing will take the place of persistency. And he said genius will not, because there are all sorts of geniuses out there that really aren't doing anything. And education will not, because there's all sorts of educated derelicts out there that aren't doing anything. And this falls along the same lines of nothing can stop a man or a woman who will not quit. And how do you not quit? You stay involved. You do your business daily, whether you want to or not. Long after that initial emotion has departed, the true meaning of keep on keeping on is to keep on keeping on. And that is what has motivated me. I didn't want to single out any one person on this call tonight, but I did hear Millie Baker say hello, and I know that Millie was also in Cabo, and her granddaughter was wheeling her around and ran into a doorstop and dumped her out of a little cart that they were pushing her in, and she just got right back up and kept on keeping on. And also saw Jimmy Parrish down there, and always loved Jimmy just because of being regional vice president over in Alabama and having the ability to connect with him and Roll Tide Roll. But just with that, Ken, Randy, and Jeremy, what an honor and a privilege it is to be on your call. And once again, you are the most unique team in all of Legal Shield, and I admire you all. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight, and I hope that this helped somebody in some way. Thank you.
Brooks, do you have a moment or two for a question?
Absolutely. We can go to midnight if you want to.
Oh, Lord, that sounds good to me. Hey, Randy, I'll throw it to you, son.
Hey, Brooks, first of all, I want to tell you how much I personally appreciate you and appreciate your prayers, and we've gone down some of the same roads, and I just appreciate what you stand for in Legal Shield, and not ashamed of it, and we appreciate your friendship. But you talked about our great friend, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Let's go to Alabama. Jimmy, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Have you got a question or comment for Mr. Werkheiser?
Well, I don't have a question because I always, you know, anytime I had a question for Brooks, he was always available. But, you know, the thing when I think about Brooks Werkheiser and for the, you know, every week when we close out this call, Ken Moore always closes it the same way. He said, just remember to put God first and Legal Shield, your family second, Legal Shield third, and don't get those out of order. And that's, you know, when I think of Brooks Werkheiser, I just think of faithfulness, because when he was a regional vice president, folks, he just didn't cover one state. He covered four states. He was covering Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, and Louisiana, and he was on the road putting thousands of miles on his car every month, but he never missed an event. He was faithful to Legal Shield, but he was also faithful to me in my role as group vice president. And anytime I had an advanced product training or a group school, if I ever needed anything from him, he was always available. But he, first and foremost, you know, he's faithful to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can't listen to this call tonight. And Brooks Werkheiser, he doesn't talk without his faith coming through. And I just admire him. I love him. I care for him a lot. He's a credit to our organization. And if you can ever get anybody in front of him one-on-one or in front of a group, they'll be blessed for it, and they'll think more of our company. So, Brooks, we love you. We thank you for spending time with us tonight and appreciate you sharing with the Moore family.
God bless you, Jimmy, and thank you. And, you know, one of the things that I will say, and this could be helpful to somebody, and that is, you know, here I was, I guess, what, a couple of years ago, I guess I was 63, 64 years old and got a diagnosis because my father was a doctor. A medical doctor. He's passed away 4 or 5 years ago, and I really don't know how in the world he would have responded to me deciding to go to Mexico, but that's where I was led to go, and it turned out well. But it broke my heart to no longer be the regional vice president of four states, but it was time to slow down. It was time to – I looked at my father, who, when he was 46, the doctor used to kind of work around the clock and make house calls and things like that. And at age 46, he had a heart attack. And I watched him change his lifestyle, slow down, change his eating, change his diet and his nutrition, and he lived to be 91, 92 years old. And most doctors don't live that long, especially – with a severe heart attack that he went through. But that was one of the things that I was able to look at in the change of a lifestyle and nutrition and a way of life, because I love coming to Montgomery, Alabama, or Birmingham, but when I left there, I left with the biggest, tallest cup of Starbucks or I guess you'd say mug of Starbucks coffee, and I was eating saltine crackers, and I'd get home at 1 and 2 in the morning and get back up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was abusing my body. And you, as you get older, you got to get ready for the last third or the last quarter of your life, and for it to be better, sometimes you got to change your lifestyle. And that's one of the things that I was able to focus on when I focused on my healing, and that was to look around and have God through the Holy Spirit show me that. And I want a Hummer in 2004 because me and my wife got in a frame of mind and we believed. And there were a lot of other things that we did, but we won the Hummer. And then in 2008, we won a Mustang through some contest of RBPs. And in 2012, the best thing happened, and that was getting healing, getting my healing. And a lot of that I attribute to not an instantaneous miracle, but a miracle that happened over a period of time because of the way I stood on my spiritual rights, because I know what they are. There was one hurdle that I had to overcome, and that was the hurdle that because I thought I'd done some things in my past that I couldn't, that would disqualify me, but I got out of scripture that I wouldn't have a problem with that. So that cleared the way. But in order to get healed, you got to believe. And in anything, this business, you got to believe. And that's what we want to, teach, encourage, and preach here tonight is build your faith up.
Well, we appreciate that. Let's go back up to the state, Oklahoma City. Let's go to Oklahoma City and Mr. Alex Gardner, another executive director. Alex, are you on?
Yes, thank you, Randy, and I appreciate you being on, Brooks. And every time you speak, I'm just fascinated by, your story and how much success you've had over the years in all areas of your life. And just a question that comes to mind, I was just wondering, you've done what few people have done, and you have not only one, top producer on your team, but you have several producers that write business consistently, a lot of business. And I was just wondering if there's any, you've been around a while, and if you've noticed any similarities in traits, anything, any intangibles that those producers share. And secondly, did that all happen by chance that you found those people, or do you think there's something that you did well to kind of cultivate that production?
Well, the main thing is as you build your business, you recruit people. I got in this business not to write memberships. I've written probably 1,400 memberships personally in, 16, 18 years. But I got in this business to recruit people, because in the business I was in before as a partner, the four or five partners in that investment business had to write all the business, had to do all the production. And this, what I was attracted to in this was the ability to recruit. And oftentimes it's not the person that I recruited that like, there's a Todd Allen, a guy named Todd Allen on my team. He's currently second or third in the company in group production. And he's quite a producer. He'll, time will tell if he's good as Jimmy Parrish or not. But the main thing is people recruit people. But one of the things that I try to do is, like, right before this call started, I've got a guy on my team that's been very loyal to it, and he went on. I told him, I said, check your email, see if you won the trip. Well, he didn't win it. I did. I looked forward to it, but I called him to just kind of console him a little bit and see if I needed to just lift him up in some way. He was a lot more lifted up than he was 2 hours ago when he first learned. But one of the things I try to do is get to know the people that are on my team and see in what way I can help them out. But that's been my secret to success. And if there's a big producer like a Todd Allen or on my team, or if it's a Jimmy Perry, whoever it is, I want to get to know them, because they are winners. They're producers. they're going through a lot of adversity, and the more I can see them go through it, the more I can be encouraged as I deal with it, because I'm going to deal with it again at some point soon. You know, just there's the more success you have, the more discouragement you've gone through to get there. You got to have a test in order to have a testimony.
Great information. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, I believe we have time for one more. Let's go to South Carolina, another top executive director, Mr. Tony Barkley. Tony, are you on the call?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Mr. Workhouser, we appreciate you. We salute you for all that you've done and this great call. You know, the Moore family, as you well know, they're just so awesome in putting these calls together. And every week I wonder how can they outdo last week. You know, as you know, Mr. Workhouser and family, we got a ton of folks looking to get to this convention. And I know a lot of them are holding on. They're fighting on. They're going to slide to the convention or walk to the convention or fly to the convention. But the bottom line is this call and this message on consistency and what it takes to stay in the game, I think is vitally important to get them there. Because I know, as well as you know, once we get them to this convention and once they win this Performance Club recognition that the Moores have put in place, then great things are going to happen. So not so much of a question, just a comment, and I thank both you guys, the whole Moore family and the Workhousers, for what you're doing on this call. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I wanted to mention something about the convention just because there could be one, two, three, I don't know how many people that are teetering back and forth that are on this call. And I know that because I went to my first convention, I'm here today. But I had to go to the first one to go to the second one. And when I went to that first convention, it was not near then what it is now. And this is going to be a most unique convention. But the convention, this convention, is as important a convention, a significant convention in the future of your business and of Legal Shield. And if you're on the fence about going, have any doubt whatsoever, figure out a way to get there. It is going to change your life, because you're going to get to that convention and you're going to see people that hadn't got anything on you that are doing well, and it'll be encouragement. Or either you'll be sitting in a place where you'll say to yourself, I want to sit down there, I want to sit over there, and it takes getting, you got to have some goals to get somewhere, and that'll help you formulate your goals. But it's going to be the best convention ever. If it's your first one, it'll be the most significant convention that you ever go to. So with that, once again, it is a just an awesome honor to be asked to speak on the Moore team call. It's just more. That's Ken Moore, Randy Moore, and Jeremy Moore. And there'll be more. But thank y'all.
Well, Brooks, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you for being our friend, and God bless you. Anytime we can help you, give us a call.
We'll do that, and thank you again for the inspiration you gave me tonight. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Brooks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore.
Okay, Randy, here's the deal. I'm reconfirming next Monday night speaker, but a week from Monday night, next Monday night, one week, Brian Crutters, I'll reconfirm with him. He will be on our call 1 week from next Monday night, and I have a special speaker for next Monday. We're going to reconfirm everything, and we've got the next 2 months lined up really, really great. So we're all lined out. Let's get ready, register for the breakout, register for the convention, remember the Performance Club, remember all the money we're going to give away, remember the top performers on our teams, whether it be group or group opens or recruiters or what, we're going to have a good time, Randy. So keep on putting God first and family second and Legal Shield third, and we'll see you and hear from you next week. God bless and good night.
Good night, everyone.